College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary Kay Cabot was on our show saying, look, if there's a chance, he could still be in the mix for next season. Jeff and I have talked about this to a huge extent over the last, since he got injured. When he was injured the first time after the game,
we kind of assumed that he would be able to return this year.
Yeah, this was the position that I thought he would be in. And then he got hurt the second time.
And you kind of thought,
It's got to be over. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was over. Then, we took a swing and missed from the owner.
Big swing, Andy. You took a big swing.
He did. It wasn't a check swing.
Swing and a miss.
Nobody looked at the first
Didn't
or third base umpire.
To the umpire.
No, not at all. And so at that point, I was like, maybe money doesn't talk here anymore and that there's a 90-some percent chance we don't see him again. I still believe that we're in the 90s on that, but if for some reason he is able to recover, there's just too much money on the line. I did hear a very well-thought-out theory from one of the guys on the morning show. That would be Anthony Lima. And he said that the Browns may be just putting on a show because they have to.
Well, they're not going to trade him.
Well, maybe insurance purposes. Maybe they just want to play this politically correct and just say, yes, obviously there's an opportunity. The NFLPA probably has, wants to protect him too, to make sure that he's got the ability to walk in and out of the building without feeling like, hey, nobody wants you here. And you also have to believe that after the injuries, that you would want the medical staff to make sure that they're looking at him, if for nothing less for insurance purposes, to make sure that all those things are there. So I thought that was a really well thought out understanding of maybe what was going on. But then Albert Breer, Jeff, yesterday on the afternoon show.
With our guys, Nick and Jonathan?
Yeah, with our guys, Nick and Jonathan, said this.
I think there's a possibility that he comes back and he's cleared in time to play a good chunk of the 2025 season. And I think he knows what's on the line too. So it'll be interesting to see if you've got a different Deshaun, because they absolutely have done a completely different approach in how they built the quarterback room. And maybe you get a different Deshaun than, versus like a year ago where you were sort of building the room to support him. You're not doing that at all anymore. And maybe he takes that as a challenge, and maybe we see a different version of Deshaun whenever he's cleared.
Thoughts.
Last year they clearly catered to him, and they probably should have. Andy, you were trying to put him in the best situation to succeed.
They jumped out of a plane without a parachute, though, by doing it.
Well, he got hurt.
Yeah,
the guy just got hurt. What are you going to say? He got hurt. That's all he did. And once he got hurt, you had to move on to plan B, which was Jameis. And, you brought in different offensive coordinator, you brought in Ken Dorsey and all that stuff. Anyhow, it just didn't work. So now what has to happen? If there's no question, if the guy actually returns to health, that he's in this equation. And the reason he's in the equation is because he's under contract for two more years. They owe him a boatload of money. And at one point in his career, he played better football than anybody else this team has at quarterback. He just hasn't done it here.
$92 million. 46 due at the end of this season. 46 due at the end of next season. That's the remaining amount on his fully guaranteed $230 million contract. I'm sorry, and I said this right out of the gate, that if that much money is hanging over ownership's head, that if there's an opportunity to put him on the field, they will.
I'll disagree with that. I'll disagree with that for this reason. Mm-hmm. The owner already said it was a big swing and a miss.
So what?
But here's the thing. If they could move on from him, without huge financial ramifications, they would. But I don't think they can. So I think this could be the case. If he's ready to go, let's say in November, and somebody else has played quarterback and has done a decent job of it, Deshaun joins the group and he's a backup. And he might be in uniform. You're not going to take a guy who's doing a good job, because Deshaun hasn't done a good job here at quarterback. See, that's the catch. It's not like he's played well. He hasn't played well here. He's played okay at times, but lack of 300-yard passing games, 500 record, basically. He doesn't get the ball down the field. His shoulder might be spaghetti. Maybe if he heals up and everything is better and he's healthier, maybe he'll play better. But I honestly think, Andy, if it's Dillon Gabriel, if it's Kenny Pickett, if it's Shedeur Sanders, if it's Flacco, and they're playing and they're doing okay and the team's doing okay, why would you change that? Because you have to pay him regardless.
Right.
You don't have to play him.
No, he'd be the guy who'd be inactive every Sunday,
I would think. Or you could put him on the practice squad.
I don't know if you can do that.
Without his permission.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one's picking up his contract. Well, there's exactly. No way anyone's going to do that. So
it'd be real safe to put him there, because nobody's going to take him. But as a veteran, I don't think, and I'm not rock solid on the rule, I don't think you can put him there without his permission.
I also, but Dan, maybe you do.
Then again, on payday, he's still the same guy.
Yeah, if you know this, I'll be really impressed. Are there ramifications to putting a player with that kind of a fully guaranteed contract on the practice squad? And if you don't know, I totally respect you for not knowing. I respect you,
Dan, for not knowing things.
Well, I don't know who knows this stuff. I mean, you're probably a lawyer inside the building.
I think it means like I go outside or something like that. I think that's what he means it by.
Yeah.
That must be it.
I don't know if there's ramifications if they try to push him through, because would you have to release him to put him on the practice squad?
You'd have to clear waivers.
Sometimes I get baseball and football confused on some of these rules.
I don't think they can release him, Andy, because he's got guaranteed money.
Well, there would just be a penalty.
And there would be huge financial ramifications if they tried to release the guy.
Right, which is why they're going to wait until after June 1 next year. They'll list him as a post-June 1 designation and then release him.
Can I throw this one at you, though?
Sure.
Both of you guys. Do you have any inkling that if he's healthy, that he could return to being the type of quarterback he was in Houston? It's been so far gone, I have a hard time thinking that.
To 75% of what he was? To 90% of what he was? To 100% of what he is?
To being the guy that he was in Houston.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy in Houston's gone.
I think he's gone.
That's what I think, too.
Well, I definitely think he's gone here. He's gone here. He would need a fresh start somewhere else. Let's face it, it's been a nightmare for not only the front office, it's been a nightmare for him, too.
He has a track record of games played here that show that he's not the same guy. And I just wonder if he's been so messed up, first of all, through everything he went through that he brought on himself and all the lawsuits and everything else. Whatever all that was, still might be, who knows. Obviously, he had to deal with that. And then he got hurt. And then he got hurt again. And I am hard-pressed to think that the guy he was in Houston can ever appear here.
We have 4 years of Deshaun Watson being a top-10 quarterback in the league in Houston.
He was really good.
We are now at 4 years of Deshaun Watson being either ineligible or personally not playing due to contract negotiations or whatever else.
Not being real good.
Mixed with injury and poor play.
Yeah.
We are 5 years removed from the last time that Deshaun Watson was one of the five best quarterbacks in football.
Yeah.
That doesn't come back.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, and that Andy, to me, is why even if he's healthy, he gets over this Achilles and he's able to come back.
Yeah.
Please have one of these other four guys be better. That, I mean, seriously.
But I don't, if he is healthy and if he is able to play, I want you to knock two names out of the four that are ahead of him right now.
Flacco and Sanders. But I don't think he's going to be healthy, Andy.
I can't see Sanders getting knocked out.
How was Aaron Rodgers' first year back from his Achilles?
Still looking for a
team. Didn't move very well.
No.
Same with
Kirk Cousins.
But he was also, to give full context, those guys are 10 years older than where Deshaun Watson is now.
Yeah, except for one thing. Deshaun is aged like, you know, quarterback years.
Those guys were
every year, an injured, mentally beat up quarterback is like 7 years. Or is that a canine?
I was going to say you're working off dog years right now, but
Dan, knock two of the four out to allow him to be one of three quarterbacks throughout the season.
Why do I have to knock out two?
Yeah.
Because
you're going to have to knock out one.
By the start of the regular season, you're not carrying four quarterbacks.
You might, Andy.
You're not.
That's what practice squads are for.
You've got to get them to the practice squad.
Well, maybe you can.
Do you think Gabriel or Sanders is going to make it to the practice squad?
Every team passed over each one of those guys multiple times.
Yes. I mean, they'll get picked up immediately.
Both.
I believe both would get picked up.
I believe both would get picked up.
I think you have less of a chance of being picked up immediately, but I think you'd pick both up immediately.
I would think that. That is the case, except for one thing. Everybody passed him over multiple times.
It's a different story when the board is shorter.
I get that.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, you're only going after one, and you're looking at your own practice squad and going, okay, I got a bunch of undrafted guys on here. This guy can go. Let's bring this guy.
And it doesn't.
The perfect scenario is that the three young guys show some real upside, and you move on from Flacco. You trade him.
Okay, so I've knocked one out just to start the regular season. Now, somebody's probably going to have plantar fasciitis and end up on the IR to start the season, one of those four.
It's funny how that, it's an opportunistic injury.
It is.
It's just weird. That was a joke.
One of them is going to have a hangnail and find themselves in a position where they're going to be on the injured list.
Hey, seriously, isn't the ultimate idea, the best possible scenario is this?
Hold it. Tell me on the other side of the mic. Hold that. Give me the best possible scenario. Also, that's not all that Albert Breer had to say.
Oh.
What else? We'll play it for you next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.